Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today we have the pleasure of speaking to Miss Gladys Senderai, an in-studio guest who is a lawyer by profession but has been advancing her studies here in the United States, where she was doing her master's in Ohio. Miss Senderai will take us through her journey towards coming to the United States to furthering her studies and what she plans to do when she heads back home to Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Miss Senderai.
Thank you for having me. So I was based in Ohio for the past 10 months at Ohio Northern University. I studied an LLM in Democratic Governance and Rule of Law. It's a specialized program that focuses on building stable democracies and transitioning countries. And I had a good year. I enjoyed it and I've learned a lot.
You were studying democratic studies. How important is that, especially for Zimbabwe, which has been accused by the United States of not having a democratic government?
I think it's very important because, I mean, just beyond the democratic side of things, the program also focused on rule of law. And I think rule of law is important in any system, no matter how advanced or not advanced they are democratically. And I think once we are able to protect and improve and enhance the rule of law in Zimbabwe, then I definitely think we'll be able to move forward.
Are you going back to where you were working before? And do you think they'll be open to you trying some of the ideas that you learned here in the United States?
Yes, my intention is to go back to work in Zimbabwe, and I think, yes, there will definitely be opportunities to try and implement the lessons that I've learned. And it's a whole broad area. We had courses in comparative constitutional law, which is very important in terms of Zimbabwe because we've got a constitution that's still quite new, and issues of compliance and implementation are important. We also studied comparative administrative law and administrative law reform across the spectrum. It's very important. We also had a course in corruption and competitiveness, and I basically learned that the less corruption that there is in a system, the more competitive they are. And I really believe that in Zimbabwe, if we can sort of reduce or start to fight corruption on a larger scale, we can definitely become more competitive and as a result improve our economy.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Gladys to a woman listening out there who might say, can I do what Gladys has done? Tell us your story.
I mean, I'm not sure exactly where to start, but I'm 28 years old. I grew up in Zimbabwe. I was born in Kwekwe, and that's where my parents are based. I studied at Goldridge Primary School. Then I went to Chizipiti Senior School in Harare. I got my LLB from the University of Zimbabwe. Then I studied another degree with UNISA, and I worked most of the time that I was in university to sort of supplement my college fees. And I love the law. I'm passionate about the law. In addition to wanting to see justice, I'm passionate about seeing change. And I really believe that the law can change situations. And that's why I decided to study law.
And what word of advice would you have for somebody listening out there, or even any other woman listening out there who'd also like to change their life and focus on a career?
I think the most important thing is to believe in yourself. And once you've decided that you want to do something, don't give up, no matter how difficult it is. I mean, my journey to become a master's graduate was not easy. There were so many times that I tried and I applied and things didn't work out as I had planned, but eventually things did work out. And one thing I can definitely look back and say now is that I don't regret not having given up. I'm glad that I was persistent and I kept on trying. So believe in yourself and don't give up. The sky is the limit.
To round off, you are here at a time when the Constitutional Court has just ruled that women cannot be arrested if there is no proof that they have been conducting prostitution or commercial sex work. What's your take on this ruling?
I think it's very progressive. I mean, I've been a victim of being arrested by the police. I was standing outside my flat in the avenues waiting for a friend to pick me up, and the police came and arrested me. And the argument was that I was soliciting for purposes of prostitution. And I think the fact that if the police cannot prove that to whom you were soliciting these services to and in what manner or identify the conduct, and if the witnesses cannot conclude that you were indeed soliciting for prostitution, then they have no right to arrest you. And I think that's very progressive, especially in areas where women have to walk alone at night. Walking alone at night does not mean you're soliciting for prostitution. Standing on this corner of the street at night does not necessarily mean you're soliciting for prostitution. So I think it's very progressive. And beyond protecting human rights, it protects women. And I think that's very important.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much for having been on our program, Ms. Gladys Senderai, who is a lawyer by profession but was in the United States doing a master's program in Ohio.
You're most welcome.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.